Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number 3 of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 27th of March, 2010. The board operator has a question, and we're visiting, by the way, with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense the Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting. It airs every Sunday night. Dave, what is exactly the time of your show?
We're on from 9 to 11 Central.
9 to 11 Central time. So, folks, I encourage you to check that out. He does a fantastic job. He's got a very good understanding there of Agenda 21. You know, the board operator says, he says, I have a question. Are they going to kill us, put us into camps, or build foreign-owned superhighways and high-speed trains and take over the economy, et cetera? Which is it? Kill us and put us into camps, or build super highways? He says, I'm a little confused. Which is it going to be? I would probably say both, all of the above. Wouldn't you, Dave?
Yeah, you could actually do a whole series of shows on that one question. We've talked a lot in my show about depopulation, and we did win a victory against the swine flu vaccine, and we were able to push back against it. And clearly, in fact, I had on Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to be the number two person in HUD, and she said quite unabashedly that the purpose of the swine flu vaccination was depopulation. We won that battle. But to answer the board op's questions, I think there is no question the global elite are not joking when they write in their books that if I were a virus, I'd like to come back and destroy humanity, or we need to reduce the human population to 10% of what it is today. I mean, the global elite write this constantly, and I think we need to take them seriously. But there's different factions of the global elite, and they have different agendas and different goals. And one of them is the completion of this transportation system that we're talking about this morning that's encumbering my particular area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
There's also soft kill and hard kill, Darren, and I don't know if you've ever got into that on our show. I mean, if you had a countdown to Armageddon and went into the Third World War with nuclear exchanges, that'd be a hard kill. When you're talking about things like fluoride in the water, the toxicity of what's in our air, what the heck is coming out of those planes that fly overhead that leave those streams and those checkerboard patterns, that's probably more the soft kill mechanism. But do I think depopulation is a goal of these global elite? Absolutely, I do.
Well, there's no question about that. All you have to do is listen to what they've said. If you read what they've said, they're very open about it in many cases. You know, they're very open about what they think of humanity and how there's just too many people here. And but here's the thing about that. To answer the question from my standpoint, you can't kill off everybody. They need enough people to run things, to run the world for them, for their comfort. And so the idea is to build the machinations of control. Hey, we've got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at read all the news today?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Continue on here. We're visiting today with Dave Hodges. He's the host of the Common Sense Show here on this network, Republic Broadcasting, every Sunday night. We're talking about his battle there in Arizona with the officials there that are trying to target his land, trying to take his land away from him, trying to force the people off the property. They're regulating everything you do. And these kinds of battles, as we pointed out, are going on and are continuing to go on, or they're going to be going on if they're not already, all over the country. They're laying the initiatives of the high-speed rail. The idea is to move people away from motorized transportation, ladies and gentlemen, with the high-speed rail. In the case of the corridors, these international trade corridors, the movement of goods and services from foreign countries into our shores, through our shores, the NASCO corridor has a inland ports network, which we've talked about many times on this show, where goods will roll across the border, the traffic will roll across the Mexican border and the Canadian border as well, into the country already, and nothing will be inspected. If there's any inspection at all that goes on, it'll happen at the inland port after it's already into the country. And we've talked about the homeland security ramifications of things like that as well. The excuse they use is to do something about border congestion at the border. But ladies and gentlemen, when you have traffic going through the border, what happens to your borders when it doesn't stop? traffic just flows through. It gets easier and easier to say, you know what, let's just take down the signage, we'll take down the booths, and suddenly you find out, whoop, we'll just erase these marks here on the map. There's no point in those being there anymore. And we know, folks, this has been the plan for many, many years, is to merge us with Canada and Mexico, ultimately all of Latin America, have all, you know, the hemisphere, the free trade area of the Americas, competing with the European Union. They talked, as Dave pointed out, involving us in the Amero currency, and I share Dave's belief now that that's something that they're thinking they can skip altogether. I want to real quickly, and I know we have another caller on the line, Vicky in Idaho. We'll get to you in a moment. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to share this with you because this is very relevant to what we're talking about here. Obama Transportation Secretary says this is the end of favoring motorized transportation at the expense of non-motorized. This was reported in CNS News this past week on the 24th. It says Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has announced that federal transportation policies will no longer favor motorized transportation, such as cars and trucks, over non-motorized transportation, such as walking and bicycling. LaHood signed the new policy directive on March 11th, the same day he attended a congressional reception for the National Bike Summit, a convention sponsored by a bicycling advocacy group, the League of American Bicyclists. LaHood publicly announced his agency's new direction 4 days later in a posting on his blog, Fast Lane, the official blog of the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, where he effusively described it as a sea change for the United States. He says, today, I want to announce a sea change. People across America who value bicycling should have a voice when it comes to transportation planning. This is the end of favoring motorized transportation at the expense of non-motorized. LaHood's policy statement not only called for this change to take place in programs funded by the federal government, but also said the federal government would encourage state and local governments to do the same in their own systems, in their own programs. So what do we see here with this, ladies and gentlemen? As we've been telling you for years, I covered that information earlier about Detroit, the mayor wanting to bulldoze a quarter of the city. What we're dealing with here, Dave, is Agenda 21, isn't it?
No, absolutely no question. Agenda 21, in conjunction with these free trade corridors, it's all part of the same New Age Communist Manifesto, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. So it's this, everyone's going to be living in these tightly dense stack 'em and pack 'em communities, and then this is so that they can vacate the land and give the land back to nature. And we have all these national monuments going in. Obama's got a national monument initiative. You know, it's just remarkable to see all this take place, and it's all coming into fruition.
Darren, it's about protecting the land at all and creating open space. If you do an overlay of federally encumbered lands here in the states and the West, roughly about 75% to 90% of lands in Western states are owned by the federal government. And then when you do an overlay of oil shale, oil deposits, and other natural mineral resources, they correspond very closely. It's about gaining control of the wealth and depriving the people of what would rightfully be theirs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Folks, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Vicky in Idaho. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, guys. That question that the board op had, it's an important question because people should understand that there is what they've called a basket of items of cooperation. And if you look at the Helsinki Final Act, you'll see that the areas of cooperation include education, health, the environment and on down the list. But what I recently stumbled onto, and I would hope that other researchers might want to start looking at this, is Gorbachev and Perestroika. because what Perestroika was restructuring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what happened, what people in our country didn't understand, what I didn't understand, was that what Al Gore and his Russian counterpart, Chernomyrdin or something, they had a commission, and Al Gore's reinvention of government and the Russian perestroika basically was a merger of the two, the merger of governments at the top, and what they're doing is restructuring the whole global economy to a networked market economy. And what they did when they did that is they are centrally planning every aspect of our lives. And that includes the global transportation system, which includes the corridors. It includes the healthcare system, the education system, the environmental protection, quote unquote, on protection, and just right on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so,
don't forget,
you know,
education too, Vicki.
Pardon me.
When you talked about Perestroika, Gorbachev and Clinton, Bill Clinton, were very, very good friends, and they laid the groundwork for what became the education legislation that's destroying this country called No Child Left Behind. Now, Obama's following up with the same kind of precepts called Race to the Top, which is No Child Left Behind on steroids, and it's going to destroy the fabric of what's left of our education system. So you're right, it's an all-encompassing set of policies.
Yes, and it will include a purge, just like Stalin's Reign of Terror. That's what the War on Terror is about. I just realized that this morning after listening to a news report about what's going on down in Mexico, you know, down in, I think they said Juarez,
mm-hmm.
Where basically gangs have just taken over.
Absolutely.
And they're terrorizing people down there, and it is a reign of terror. It's coming here, and it's because of this merger at the top between our government and the Soviet Union.
Involving Mexican and Latino gangs from Central America is already here. I live in a city where it already has its presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really very, very scary. You know, the more you understand about what's going on, the more.
Well, this is another reason why we have to keep our borders intact, and something like the NASCO corridor, where the traffic is going to be sailing through the border, is just an insane idea in my thinking.
If you think in terms of traditional American thought, it's, you know, we need to protect our borders. But the problem is that our government more or less merged with the Soviet government, and they are restructuring everything under the communist system. Communists and fascism, you know, they mm-hmm. go hand in hand.
They really do.
This is really an insightful call, because it's not just the merging, too, Vicki. We're also looking at the manifestation of this, the enforcement arm of this is going to be the United Nations.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Clinton's, you know, 100,000 cops on the street, the community policing program, I think those are the criminal cops that are doing all the bad things that you hear about, and I think that what they're trying to do is break down the American way of government and, you know, and make it so that, as a matter of fact, that's what they said in that report in Mexico, that you can't call a cop because they're all criminal and corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what those Clinton's 100,000 cops on the street were.
You know,
well, you can substitute not just the word cops, but you can substitute the word legislators, judges.
There's so many in it because people in this country seem to be bought off so easily. They'll sell their soul for money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, let's take another break here. Thanks a lot for the call there, Vicki. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Folks, and, you know, as you consider the enforcement arm of the United Nations, it's very convenient to have people in one stack 'em and pack 'em sustainable community, isn't it? We'll be back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll get back to the phone lines here in a moment. We're visiting with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. His show airs every Sunday night. I think you said 9 a.m. Central Time, right? Or I'm sorry, 9 p.m.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's great for the night owls.
Well, it's not really that late here on the, for most of the country anyway. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dave. Let's talk to Mark in Michigan. Mark, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
I'll tell you, I've been studying this stuff now for about 4 or 5 years, and I know now why I don't have any friends, because when I try to wake them up, they run. I'm calling because the website is too long, but regarding the health care that was just signed into law,
yeah.
If anybody Googles Republican Ways and Means health care timeline, they will see, starting with 2010 through 2017, all of the elements that are going to be imposed each year, and you're looking at the absolute total destruction of the healthcare system, starting with the insurance industry, which has to begin paying out 80% of premiums towards healthcare costs, claims, which leaves almost nothing for administration and overhead. you're seeing all of the Medicare cuts that are going to be put into place. And just to show how absurd this whole thing got, if you're a senior and you want to buy a motorized wheelchair, you have to rent it for 13 months before you can pay for it. So I won't go into all the details, but Republican Ways and Means healthcare timeline, and you will get every single bullet point for each year. And on the highway that you're talking about through Arizona, I would like to know what your thought is, because we're all preparing for the destruction of the dollar with the $24 trillion that have been stolen, the $15 trillion national debt, the $1.5 trillion a year deficits. We're all understanding this and the global economy, but why are we seeing all of these plans that are that have 10 and 20 and 30 and 50 year timelines, like the NAFTA highway, the CAFTA, and everything else, when if we're looking for a total collapse of monetary systems and, you know, everything else, the civil war, whatever is coming, how are we having that happening now, and what are your thoughts on why there are all of these 30 and 50 year plans? And if you got any of that, I'll just hang up and listen to you, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your show.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate that. God bless you, man. Dave, you were going to say something?
Yeah, exactly. In answer to Mark's question, nature abhors a vacuum, and even though the dollar is going to collapse, there will be something in its place. So there will be a funding mechanism still that will fund these international corridors. That won't stop because the dollar stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and life isn't going to end either. You know, that's just it. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of alarmism going on about 2013, the year and everything. The bottom line is there's going to be people living on the other side of that. And they're going to continue with this. Everyone's got to understand, Agenda 21, the program of the United Nations for Sustainable Development, we are living its implementation. We're 17, 18 years, I don't know, into implementation right now, and it's the agenda for the 21st century. This thing is, they understand that these things can take time, and people, what they intend to do, I think, is put all the measures of control in place so that people can never, ever, ever get out. And that's what I see happening, Dave.
Well, I think there's no question that's what's going on. And, you know, one thing we haven't even touched upon that's part of the biggest part of this puzzle is the subject of, I almost choke when I say this, man-made global warming. I had Grant Jeffries on my show about a month ago, and he detailed the topics of discussion at Copenhagen when President Obama attended a global climate change summit. And what's interesting is they wanted a rollback using energy at 5% of the levels of 1990. And Grant said he had run this by some experts, and then I subsequently ran it by people I know and respect. And do you know the lifestyle that we would have if this had gone into law? Would be 1875. And what's even worse, Darren, is that when you consider the fact that even though Copenhagen failed, they're going to have the same conference this year, later this year in Mexico City. And what they're essentially trying to do is make us live the life of feudal serfs.
Exactly.
Those of us that survive whatever depopulation modes they bring upon us will be living back in the fiefdom, similar to what happened in the Middle Ages.
There's no question about that. I mean, that is exactly what it is. I mean, there's all this nonsense about getting back to nature and all this stuff. Folks, they want to deindustrialize this country. They've said it years ago that it was their job to bring it about, to deindustrialize the developed world. And all you have to do is read what they've said. They're very open about their agenda. We got to take another break, the bottom of the hour break. Folks, if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Janan in Texas and John in Tennessee. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show here on RBN. His show airs every Sunday night. Highly encourage you to check it out. He's got a lot of very valuable information and fantastic guests on his show. He does a very wonderful job, and he covers the news there as well in the first half hour of his show. And speaking of news, real quickly, I want to share this with you from the Daily Mail out of the UK. UN says, by 2050, 70% of the world's population will be crammed into poor, overcrowded, polluted urban corridors comprising of a tiny fraction of habitable land. They say the State of the World Cities report claims that urbanization is, quote, unstoppable. The world's largest cities are merging into vast mega-regions which will be characterized by overcrowding, poverty, and pollution, a new report warns. The continuing growth of urban areas is likely to be one of the most significant factors affecting society over the next 50 years, the United Nations agency says. Such mega regions will stretch hundreds of miles across countries and will be home to more than 100 million people. Last year, it was confirmed for the first time that over half the world's populations live in cities. Now, the report is called The State of the World's Cities, and it claims that urbanization is unstoppable. A mega region, which is often two or more cities becoming connected as increasing numbers of towns and ghettos spring up between them, has already been established in the Hong Kong region of China, where 120 million people live. Eduardo Moreno, the report's author, said, quote, the top 25 cities in the world account for more than half of the world's wealth, and the five largest cities in India and China now account for 50% of those countries' wealth. However, he claims, an explosion of mega regions will not necessarily be a bad thing, despite warning of further patterns of social and economic exclusion. Rather than countries, are now driving wealth, Mr. Morano added. Well, ladies and gentlemen, United Nations projecting 70% of the world's population will be crammed into poor, overcrowded, polluted urban corridors. And yet we know from all these things we've been talking about, this is the plan. This is what they've been working on for many, many years. This is what Agenda 21 is all about, getting people off the land. And now they're projecting, what? That people are going to be off the land. It's just remarkable to see, they plan their work their plan, make their projections based upon what they intend to do, and yada, 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 the beat goes on. Back to the phone lines. The number again is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Janan in Texas, good morning.
And Dave, I wanted to just say that, you know, I had always been under the idea that if there was anything that would motivate Americans to start fighting back at all of this garbage, it would be when they're about to take your house and your land and private property. And I always thought Texans were particularly of that kind of frontier spirit. But recently, over 50% of the people who voted in the Republican primary voted for the re-election of Governor Rick Perry, who is the biggest globalist around. He's in with Giuliani and Cintra, and he started all this trans-Texas grab-your-property corridor junk, and the people of Texas don't seem to get it. I mean, they're about to kick you off your land, and they vote for this internationalist, subversive Rick Perry, and that's all I'll say about that. But the politics...
Well, let me respond to that, because I think you're raising a really important point that can't be skipped over. Even here in my community, where we're facing absolutely economic ruination and devastation at the hands of our state government with its eminent domain rights, you know, some of my neighbors think that we're nuts. They think that us fighting against this, they say, I hear things like, the government would never do this to us. They don't even believe. You show reports of the F-35 they're bringing in that's going to basically blast out 150,000 people from their homes. And this is going to go on all across the country where there's an Air Force base. And people look at the reports, and they still don't believe it. You know, and the caller raises a really interesting point, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
What will motivate people to act? And I think you're right. I thought at one time, too, it was property rights, but it's not. If you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I think what will cause people to take to the streets with their pitchforks and shotguns is when they can't put shoes on their kids' feet and they can't put food on the table. When you get down to the most basic human needs, this is when we'll see civil disobedience or revolution on a large scale.
Yeah, take away their football, you know, take away their homes so that they can't comfortably watch their football and then have their beer and their potato chips and what have you, you know.
I hate to say this because it sounds elitist, but when I had Bob Dacey on Alex Jones's guest host, who has his own TV show in Austin, Texas, and he made the comment that 80% of America is dumber than a box of rocks, I thought that was almost an arrogant statement. But in the years since he has said that to me, I have to be honest with you, I find myself agreeing, and I think a good portion of the other 20% listen to shows like RBN, but the fundamental question is, and this is what the caller is raising, how do we wake up the rest of the country to let them know that your lives are being stolen right from underneath your nose?
Mm-hmm. Janan, you had another thought. I didn't want
to... Yeah, I just wanted to mention one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as local people stopping these corridors, Texas, a group of people in Texas, has had some success, and other states may have a similar provision in their state law. But like in Texas, we have the local government code, and there's Chapter 391, and people in different parts of the state can form these sub-regional planning commissions, and a group of the, we have about 10 of those in Texas, and they stopped, completely killed a portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor, the I-35 portion, and for the regions that, that fought, using this mechanism, they, the PTC will have to sort of go around that whole region, and they cannot have a toll road in that area at all. So it's talked about on a website called Stewards, stewards.us, and other states may have a provision in their local government code that allows the formation of these little groups, these regional groups, and they can stop these corridors. And I don't see why people wouldn't spend their spare time doing this, because it is something that has shown some success here in Texas. And anyway, I did a show with an RBN host named Mark Anderson, When Worlds Collide. I did it on October 17th, hour one. We talked about this avenue of fighting back the corridors and taking your land. And that's all I had to say, and God bless you both. Bye-bye.
I appreciate that, Janon. God bless you. Yeah, we definitely need solutions. Did you want to react to any of that, Dave?
Yeah, I do. Darren, I know exactly what she's talking about, because I've studied the Texas issues intimately, and I'm very familiar with them, because it's exactly what's coming here to Arizona. Unfortunately, the buffers that exist in Texas law do not exist in most other states. Texas is very, very unique in that it allows grassroots groups to basically take control of their destiny in many areas. Here in Arizona, what we've done, and this is common across the country, we have the establishment of private-public partnerships, mm-hmm. PPPs, and then you also have extra-governmental organizations springing up. For example, we have a group here in Arizona called Westmark, which is the West Valley Mayors, and what they do is they meet outside their city council meetings, which is a violation of public law, and they make policies about things like the Cannamex. In fact, they've even established a tax-free enterprise zone for businesses that want to build out near the Cannamex, and they call them free enterprise zones. And this is being done outside the purview of the constitutional process of government, open meetings, open records, and so forth. And this is how they get around that requirement in Arizona. There's no such buffer here, because if there was, we'd be using it. Quite the contrary. Darren, I told you in our off-air conversation on Friday that what we have out here are general plan amendments. And what basically that is a city will take control of its area in a general plan amendment. This is right out of UN Agenda 21. It's called the 2020 Plan Amendments. Mm-hmm. And they are restricted on what they can consider and what kind of developments they can have. And they're all geared towards producing densely populated areas.
There you go.
So in Arizona, that's not going to happen. And the other thing that happens, too, and I don't think Texas is totally immune to this, and we're certainly not in Arizona. We have the best politicians money can buy. But what ends up happening is they come in and these international forces grease the politicians with their campaign coffers, and sometimes even privately, and then these people will run for election for a different office at a later time when the impact of the decisions are felt and they can no longer be held accountable.
So there's a lot of that going on as well. Let's go back to the phones. But one more quick question here, Dave. Regarding your situation, you were telling me, how many people are you working with currently on this?
Well, that's an interesting question. We're actually looking at putting together a coalition. So let me start at the top and work my way down. Or let me start at the bottom and work my way up.
Okay.
This started with 400 families out here in our particular area, or roughly or almost 2,000 people. And from there we found out that people in Tucson are being affected like this. People in Yuma are being affected like this. People in Gila Bend, these are four areas in Arizona that are affected. But we also found people in Colorado where the military there is being used to encumber an area along the I-25 planned Cannamex corridor. We found people in Virginia Beach. We found people in Valparaiso, Florida. And so we're looking at putting together a national coalition to oppose F-35s coming into public urban areas because it can't, that plane is not compatible with an urban area. And it's often being used in the same way it's being used here, which is to drive property values down, force people off their property because it's next to a planned international corridor, and it makes the acquisition costs easier to absorb as they buy up the land before they build.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question is the number of people that are being affected is growing. And, you know, you bring up a good point indirectly, too, Darren, that I wanted to address. The people that are listening to this show today, you're saying, well, that's really too bad for Dave out there in Whitman, Arizona, that it's happening to his people. But if you live near an Air Force base where they fly planes, if you live near a Canamex corridor and say, what is that? Well, anywhere an interstate highway runs will be a Canamex or NAFTA superhighway corridor. You're affected by this. This literally, we estimate it's going to affect at least half the country at some point in time. So this is everyone's fight. It's just not Dave Hodges' fight in Whitman, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, have you thought about, and I know the answer to this before I even ask, but what about approaching some of these animal rights groups? Because, you know, you mentioned before that this is going to cause animal, wildlife to go deaf and everything. I mean, it seems to me like this would be a concern for some of these radical groups, you know, and I realize they're on the other side, but at the same time, you know, we'll work with, you know, if there's a common interest there getting this stopped, then we'll work with whoever we can to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Well, you're right. The enemy,
what are your thoughts?
My enemy is my friend, and politics makes great bedfellows. And I did approach PETA, and never did I ever think I would approach PETA. But we have elicited some official interest from them, and they have taken interest in this, and they also referred us to their colleagues at the Sierra Club. And interesting, and kind of a parallel move, citizens in Tucson, who I know, are also doing a presentation before the Sierra Club about the dangers of the F-35, the pollution of the Canamex corridor. I mean, they have put this whole issue together down there in Tucson, and we're preparing to do the same thing here. So the short answer to your question is, yes, we're seeking help and assistance wherever I can get it. In fact, actually what I'd like to do, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give out a couple of phone numbers.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said, people, this is not just Dave Hodges and his community's fight. This is all of our fight. I mean, we're looking at the total erosion and destruction of our property rights, our way of life, where government can come in and basically wipe out your life savings. I can't start over. I'm fairly near retirement. So let me give him a couple numbers. First of all, Attorney General Terry Goddard, who's running for governor. Terry's number is 602-542-5025, and what he's most sensitive to is the F-35 issue. And you should tell him you're aware of how loud the plane is, that you're not going to put up with this, and that you're going to fight this all around the country, and he's going to become the poster child for the fight. And once again, Goddard's number is 602-542-5025. And then John McCain, who's ultimately behind this. I mean, he's the author of CAFTA. He supports these international corridors. He's for the F-35 coming into densely populated urban areas. In fact, he was quoted here in a local paper in Arizona by saying, this is not about noise. This is about national security. So you can see the sensitivity he lacks towards the people that supposedly are his bosses. Anyway, John McCain's number in Washington is 202-224-2235, and he's in the fight for his political life. He has a serious challenge in the Republican primary coming up this summer from J.D. Hayworth for him to retain his Senate seat. So once again, McCain's number is 202-224-2235.
Does he have a local number there in Arkansas or Arizona? I'm sorry.
No, that for John McCain.
Yeah.
No, his Washington number is the most effective number to call.
Okay.
What I'm finding here with McCain's camp, it's interesting. Often their left hand and their right hand don't communicate, and McCain runs everything out of Washington, Arizona be damned. So really the most effective number to call is the 202 number.
Okay, very good. So once again, that's 202-224-2235 for John McCain.
Yep.
And then Terry Goddard is 602-542-5025. Once again,
yes.
602-542-5025. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know, if this thing can be stopped in Arizona, then it can't be built in the northern states as well. But there's going to be some of these, you folks that live in the northern states, you know, north of Arizona, you're going to have to get ready for this, because you're going to be being targeted very soon, if you're not already. Your local communities, your local states, they're going to be working on you as well. So everyone is under the gun. Everyone has a target painted on their back. I want to go back to the phone lines real quick here. And by the way, the number, there's still a little time to jump on board if you want to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. We do have a break coming up here, and then we'll take John in Tennessee on the other side of the break. Stay with us as Govern America continues.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We're short on time. John in Tennessee, go right ahead.
Dave, you mentioned what Grant Jaffrey had to say. I had picked up the phone and dialed in and was going to make the same comment, and you kind of covered that. So what I would say is to everyone that's listening, they want you on your feet. They don't want you in a car. Your mode of locomotion is going to be walking, folks. This highway is being built. Last year, I was in Texas. I want to say Nacogdoches, but I could be wrong. A small town in Texas, guys. I mean, a dot on the map. And they were building elevated expressway ramps that were marked I-35 corridor, but there were no freeways. They were just built in the skyways. You know, you go to Hope, Arkansas. I was there last summer. Little hole-in-the-wall, dumpy little town that our ex-president's from, and the bank in the middle of town, guys, is bigger by two or three times larger than City Hall, and it's brand new. So you see where these people put their interests and their love. It is all about them, their intention. I think what this corridor is going to be is, when it's completed, it's going to be an area for high-speed rail and privately owned cars by the wealthy elite, and anyone else dare not get close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree more.
Appreciate the call there, John. God bless you, man. Let's go to
you
Melody.
Too.
And oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
No, I just said that I couldn't agree more with the caller. He's nailed it. Like I said, they want to reduce us to the level of the fiefdom and have us live in feudal societies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, let's go to Melody in Colorado. Melody, good morning.
I just wanted to add the fact that the corridors, we've got one that's called a utility corridor, and it is on an interstate highway, but it's as wide as 3,500 feet and in areas. It varies in size. And then the other answer to what Janan was talking about on the, I'm not hearing a lot about the voting, fixing the voting process this year. And again, that 51% tells me that that was a thrown election again. So I blaming the Texans, I find kind of, we just need to be going after the voting process.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's all I had to say. Thanks.
Well, I have a comment on that, too. First of all, I think the caller is referring to an area south of Pueblo for that utility corridor, and this was the farmers I was referencing that are being encumbered along a Canamex as well. Because these Canamex corridors are not only going to be for transportation, they are also utility corridors as well. But as far as fixed elections go, I'd say in Darren's defense, his show's only 3 hours long. We can't cover everything. But, yeah, I do agree. When you see 51 to 49, we know these default voting machines are set to default to this in many cases. In fact, a fellow RBN host and a friend of mine, Ernie Hancock, sued the Secretary of State here in Arizona, who's now the governor, Jan Brewer, for voting election fraud. He won in state court, and she still ignored the court order to make the necessary changes to make the elections more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are just doing what they want when they want, and court rulings and state law and Constitution be damned.
Yeah, absolutely. Lark in Texas, real quickly. We've got about a minute left. You got any question or comment real quick?
Good morning. I just wanted to mention that there's a possibility that this noise issue regarding the F-35 could possibly be a red herring. And the reason I say that is because I know that there's a strong move underfoot to actually replace this airplane with drones.
No, they're parallel projects. I know exactly what you're talking about. What you're talking about is coming out of Cyber Command. The F-35 is coming out of traditional venues. Now, the F-35 noise level is not a red herring. I have a copy of the EIS reports.
All right, well.
Very good program. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lark. Appreciate the call there. Dave, we're out of time. Folks, you can listen to his show every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central Time. And thank you so much for being with us, Dave.
Great show, Darren. And I'm a frequent listener. And keep up the good work.
All right. Hey, God bless. I appreciate it. Folks, pray for this republic, do what you can to restore it, and we'll talk to you next week.
With recent internet